What up, Snapback fam? Welcome back to another episode of the Snapback Sports Pod. On this episode, we're discussing Wild Card Weekend, and yes, the Eagles lost. So let's get it.
Down goes Frazier!
Auburn's gonna win the football game! Auburn's gonna win the football game!
Curry, way down top! Bang! Bang!
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship!
Oh, he broke his ankles, and he's got a touchdown.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman from Snapback Sports on Snapchat. Joining me today, and as always, on the hot mic, is Abe Granoff. Abe, what's up, bro?
It's fresh. I literally walked in the door 5 minutes ago. I was at the game at a turn of events.
No disrespect, but did you leave early?
I left after the
fourth down.
The fourth and seven, because that's when my ride was leaving. It hurts, man. It's so fresh. It's just so much went into that game, man. Like, it was such a dirty hit.
I'm just as upset as you. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
I really wanted to see him play in a game, right?
Same. Well, I didn't necessarily care about that much as, like, Eagles fans. You know, they want him to prove himself, not to Eagles fans, to the world. I didn't care about that factor, but just, like, I was excited to talk trash when the Eagles eventually lost in the playoffs, and now I just feel like there's nothing to talk trash about. Like, you can't expect to win with that team.
I was texting John Gruden on my walk home or whatever from the train where I got dropped off. It's just like this season as a whole was like, it couldn't have gone worse, but at the same time, better than expected at the same time, right? Like, we came in with such high aspirations. It started off hot. Injuries started to go the wrong way. They just kept coming. And then we did what the Eagles have been known to do for the past few years, right? We ran the table. We put ourselves in a position to do it. And, like, I mean, just talking about the game today.
Sounds like you're going to pass out on air. You're scaring me.
It's just so fresh in my head. It's literally, for those of you who don't know, it is 8:37 p.m. I walked in the door because I got home from Lincoln Financial Field probably at 8:22.
That's just dedication, Abe. The people appreciate that.
I literally texted you like, I'll be home in 20. Can we please just get this over with? I mean, if you want me to get into today's game, third down killed us. We saw that. There were a few times where third and 18 in particular where we had them wrapped up. We missed one tackle, and then they went and made a huge play before the half to get a field goal. That was a huge play in the game. I don't want to sit here, and I actually want your unbiased opinion, but, oh, my God, it's passing on the bottom line. Wentz, 3 passing yards left, game in first. Oh, my God. Oh, my. I just feel like I was stabbed in the gut. I want your unbiased opinion, because for those of you who don't know, I walked into me and John Gruden. We went to the tailgate together, and I walked into John's apartment, and he had just responded to a text from Jack about, like, good morning, good vibes. And I said, John, do not give this motherfucker the time of day today. This is our day.
No one would answer my text.
You sent one text. Nobody answered, and I think you got the message. But now that it's all settled in, I want your opinion. Maybe it's hard to see in person versus on the TV, but these refs were killing us.
Really? Yeah.
Did you not think that?
So a lot of people were upset with the roughing the passer, which led to the touchdown. Which I get, because he was kind of pushed into him. And
you're talking about the play that took out Carson?
No. I'll go back to that. The roughing passer.
On McCown. On McCown. Yeah.
No. Not on McCown. On Russ, that they then scored a touchdown.
Oh, that was a blatant roughing the passer.
No, so that's the thing. That's what people on TV.
On replay, it looked like a blatant roughing the passer.
What I heard or saw on the replay was potentially you could argue that, you know,
they're showing the Clowney hit. Oh no, the highlights just came on the TV. I'm turning the TV off. Hold on. Give me a sec. I gotta find the remote.
I'll just talk.
I gotta watch. Oh, DK was wide open. Avante, he got 160 yards, the most by a rookie in a post.
It's amazing, like, NFL scouts, like, their only job is to scout, and because the guy runs a bad cone drill, like, do you not see the picture with the shirt off and his speed and his hand? Like, how's this guy dropped to the second round, or almost third round? Like, absurd. But the hit on Wentz was...
dirty. Please do not try and say it was not dirty.
It was, dirty in terms of what? Like, you think he was going for malintent, or he just, like, dove at his head and it was, like, a quote-unquote dirty play? It wasn't a clean play. There's no doubt about
it. I am not saying it was Greg Williams-esque, like,
right.
Bounty gate. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying, if this was the college level, right, he would have been ejected.
Yes.
That was targeting, by true definition.
Yeah.
Second off, he's sliding. There's a blatant picture of Wentz with his knee down, giving his body up, and Clowney, that piece of shit. Oh my god, I can't believe I wanted to trade for him. Still do, but
he was a game wrecker today.
Leads with his shoulder, fine, and then as Carson, he just bobs his head like a goddamn bobblehead.
They're moving so fast. It is so tough.
That Carson couldn't have. Oh, there were so many plays. Just like we get down, we drive down the field at the beginning of the first half. You get down to the four, and then you take a delay of game, and that puts you back 5 yards, and then you end up getting three instead of seven.
And I think what hurts the most for you is probably like. Yes, the injury was so bad that they couldn't clear him for this game. But
I was hearing rumors that he, like, had a seizure.
Right. It seemed intense. Wentz's wife was escorted to the locker room, which isn't to say, like, it's, you know, anything more serious, but it does sound like it was to a bad level.
I had very good seats. I was at, like, the 45-yard line, about 15 rows up. I saw Carson go into the blue tent. Knew it was a head injury. I was with my buddy. He said right away, like, Jesus, he looked like when Carson tried to get up, it looked like he stumbled a little bit, went to the blue tent, just like everybody else on the team has had a vacation stay in all year. And then when you go to the blue tent for a head injury, if you go to the locker room after that, it's a wrap. We knew it then. They wouldn't rule him out until...
That was the weird part.
Until halfway through the third quarter. But, like, Jack, I actually want to formally apologize to someone.
Who's that?
I want to formally apologize to your brother.
Why?
Because a few days at Casey Settlement, Abe Granoff, I owe you a formal apology. I apologized over text a few days ago. I didn't mean it. And he didn't text me right after the game, but I don't think there was, I think within 40 seconds of, so with those of you who don't know, Jack's brother goes to Ohio State, blah, 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 blah. Within 35 seconds of Justin Fields throwing an interception to Clemson in the semifinal and ending their season, I sent him a text that just said, OH, like within 30 seconds.
That was tough.
No, that was very disrespectful of me. If Casey had sent me a text right after that 4th and 7, I bet you my phone probably would have hit Jadeveon Clowney in the head. I would have thrown it that far. So, Casey, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
To be clear, as we move forward in the NFL playoffs, my team is still remaining. What's going to be your stance on that? Because I don't know if you're going to have any self-control. You might apologize afterwards, but I don't know if you're going to have self-control if the Ravens happen to lose.
I will give a kidney for Andy Reid to get a Super Bowl.
Vrabel will give something bigger, so...
Vrabel will give his dick.
There's a lot of body parts on the line.
Well, we don't know if it's bigger or not, but...
That's true.
but it's just, like... What were your thoughts on the game? Because it's so fresh in my head. It's so different watching it in person than it is on the television. Like... We had a chance to win. Oh, my God. It was the same exact score as...
Yeah, identical score, 17-9.
And I went to both of the Seattle games this year.
Tough. All right, my thoughts on the game. One, obviously having Wentz would have given you a much, much better chance. But McCown really did a lot.
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
And, like, Miles Sanders, I know it wasn't a great throw. He needs to make that play. And there were some plays we made. The defense... held them to 17, didn't force a turnover, which would have been huge. You know, like the Eagles have been doing all year. They pick each other up. The defense for the last month of the season was spectacular. That's the defense you thought you were going to be leaning on with Wentz and a healthy offense headed into the playoffs. So whether or not Wentz could have actually elevated them to a win, we're going to connect on so many levels over the second half of this podcast because the Seahawks stink, and I know you're going to admit that. The Saints lost on a passing. We're going to get into all that. There's going to be good vibes on the pod.
No, there aren't.
But there's at least you can make fun of other fan bases.
No,
but
I just want to – I need to talk about this for a little bit more.
How bad are the Seahawks, though? They're terrible. Russ is unbelievable. He's the MVP. There's no doubt in my mind that team has three wins. Ravens probably could have a few more without Lamar. But, like – Russ, without Russ, the team is
gone. Oh, I'm staring at him at the podium right now. No.
All right, turn the TV off.
I can't stop looking at it.
I don't know. What else do you want to talk about in this game? Like, there were chances. Wentz obviously would have elevated, but there weren't a ton. The refs weren't egregious. Obviously, Clowney should have gotten flagged 15 yards. They'll fix it with the fine, but, like, he wasn't going to be tossed for that.
Okay, so in real time, the Miles Sanders drop, from what I heard, it looked like he could, I haven't seen a replay of it.
Yeah.
It looked like he might have walked into the end zone.
Tough to say if he walks in. He's going for at least 15 to 18
yards.
Should
he have caught that ball?
Absolutely. Right. Because it hit him in the hands, it's behind him, and that's just what you got to do in the playoffs.
There's a few things. So we get down towards the end of the game, the last 2 minutes or whatever, the last drive. Sorry, I had a lot of beer and food today. So
you're a mess.
Dude, I'm in fucking shambles. So McCown drives us down, right? It's first and 10. He takes a bad sack, a really bad sack, to get it to second and 14. I hated the run play right there. He ran the ball, got it to third and 12 or whatever, 8 yard gain over. Oh my God, I'm literally wiping my face in a rally towel. Dude, it is.
It's over. That's the toughest part because now you have to come to fruition with, you kind of got cheaped out of it. You then have to wait, what are we in January? 8 more months just to see the Eagles play another game. And then
the top three worst things I saw / heard on the train ride home. Number one. Well, at least the Sixers play this week. That was brutal to hear.
Okay.
Two, getting on the train, I see a Nick Foles St. Louis Rams jersey.
Wow.
So someone wore that to the game. Number three, to top it all off, and yes, this was a child. Probably no older than 11 years old. Sitting right next to me on the train. Well, at least they didn't turn the ball over. Are you kidding me? Who is parenting this child?
That's a fair statement. This is like the first game they lost this year without turning over.
Okay, I have another question. So let me just bring it up.
And then we got to move on. There were too many good games this weekend.
There was no good games. But let me bring up the play-by-play real quick. So just so I can refresh my
So head. Just so everyone knows, Abe is not going to get to really talk about the other three. He's in Mexico.
Will. Don't worry, I watch highlights.
And then traveling. So his opinions and analysis and thoughts on the game are to be taken with a grain of salt.
Do not do not minimize my analysis, okay? Okay. First off.
Bring it up. We're too deep in the podcast. We got
to
get to
that. Now I forgot what I was going to say. But, okay. Oh, no. Okay, so it's 17-9, right?
Yep.
Or maybe it was 17-6 at the time. I don't know. Forget it. Let's just.
Okay.
Bottom line.
I'm sorry to break it to you. Eagles season over.
Let me ask you. All right, I want your thoughts.
Okay. Last question.
At what point, were there points in this game where you thought the Eagles were going to win?
There was a point where I can genuinely say I was rooting for the Eagles to win.
I didn't ask that.
No, which is when they got the pass interference.
To bring him down close to the goal line. So I'm watching the game.
There was really no point in the game where I thought the Eagles would win. There was a point after the PI where I was like, maybe they could get in. It didn't feel like they would or get the two, but that's it.
So,
did you feel like they had a chance to win at any point?
Yeah.
Giving up hope, but you never thought, hey, we actually might do this thing.
No, I think I turned to – I went with my buddy Josh, and after the PI call, I think the first words out of my mouth were, we can't give Russ too much time.
Okay. Enough from you then. That's enough. At least I was respectful. I got the podcast ready to record for you. No teasing. It is what it is. Tough season overall. Under-delivered, over-delivered, the whole thing, the roller coaster for the Eagles. But unfortunately, Abe, the season is over. Now, on to Saints-Vikings. So Abe was tailgating during the game. I told you I wanted to do it. You wouldn't let me do it. I wimped out of doing it.
Oh, wait. Yep, we went 0-17 on the people's parlay. Just wait for next year. Oh, my God.
No, there's four more games this weekend. We have one last chance for redemption.
Oh.
So there will be no $10,000. I'm sorry, fam. Our picks, one out of four. Tough start.
Zach Greenberg, text. Confident we would have won if Wentz was healthy.
Okay. All right, Dave. No more Eagles. I really wanted to pick Kirk, and then I just didn't do it. You wouldn't let me do it, and look what he did. He went into New Orleans, and if it could not have been any more poetic, the Vikings win on a push-off and not even get the review for the push-off. Kirk was unbelievable. He made every play he had to make in the game.
Dalvin Cook was awesome. 31.
Correct. It's playoff football.
I'm going to box score watch and critique.
It's playoff football. He went on the road. This is the team that everyone's saying is the best team in the NFC. Wait, not everyone. Oh, that's you who was saying this is the best team in the NFC. Number one in your power rankings.
NFL.
Goodbye. NFL. Good night. Goodbye. Good night.
Yeah.
See you, Saints. Who dat say we're going to beat the Saints? Who dat? Who dat? Who dat say we going to beat the Aints? We dat.
The Aints? That was.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw it on Twitter. But you were saying the Saints are the best team all year, and look what happened, brother. So it's now time, an early edition of the Power Rankings. The best team in the NFL is? I'm sure it'll be
the
Titans.
Tennessee Titans.
Chiefs. Yeah, okay. We'll get
there. Oh, no, it's the Chiefs.
Okay. Anyways, Saints washed out. Breeze has now lost to Case Keenum, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins in the last three playoff appearances, or last three playoff losses, three consecutive years. Look, I love Drew Brees, but he was the third best quarterback on the field today, which is insane to say. Taysom Hill, kept him in the game. Michael Thomas, 7 for 70. He was effective, but not, the classic MT that we came to expect. Diggs throwing a fit. He makes a big play in the red zone. Thielen with the absolute massive grab to get him down there. Rudolph, the game winner. It's tough. You're upset as an Eagles fan? Think about the Saints. I mean, Saints fans just have to be absolutely devastated for the third straight year. They lose on the final play of the game.
Yeah, I think that as Eagles fans, you can't feel as bad as Saints fans because, this is me justifying, right? This is me. We were playing with house money after everything that's happened to us this year. Whereas the Saints really had no excuse. Like, I came into the year thinking Super Bowl or bust. And I stood by that. It was a Super Bowl or bust year. But the way that it all transpired throughout the season, you have to recollect your thoughts and analyze. And gosh darn it, I still thought it was Super Bowl or bust. But the Saints were fully healthy, like added playmakers on the field like Janoris Jenkins, who had a forced fumble today, if I'm not mistaken, right?
He played well.
Yeah. Can we just turn the mic off?
Do you want me to finish up?
I mean,
I do want you to at least be excited that the after all year, well, first of all, you hated on Kirk. I think I might be a
Vikings fan.
The Vikings are fun and they're a good team, but we can at least come together to acknowledge how amazing. All year we hyped it up. We said all we wish for is the Saints to lose on a pass interference challenge, and it didn't get challenged, but they essentially did.
Was it a PI?
I mean, they're
showing the highlights on ESPN. I saw it as I was in line for, what did I get, chicken fingers, I think? Yeah, chicken fingers before kickoff. It was the last, like, whatever, right before the Eagles kickoff. Dalvin, a touchdown run. See, I'm catching up right now.
He had two touchdowns.
84 rushing yards in the first half. Most allowed by the Saints this season. And that didn't just pop on my TV screen. That's something that I realized. Our over also didn't hit, so we were
correct.
Wrong on that.
We won 1 out of 4. Stay focused, Dave.
Stay focused.
Did you have a point to make, or can we move along?
What were we talking about?
You were on some tangent about how they were playing with house money, but we're long gone on that.
Yeah, no. I'm just really upset about the Eagles. Like,
I
so
can
upset.
Tell. Yeah. But
this won't hurt as much as like the Alshon drop from last year against the Saints, right? Like,
yeah, because you're a game
that,
away.
That
from...
took me about a week and a half about like losing sleep. I should be good by when the Ravens lose.
Yeah. I'm going to now the season is no Super Bowl or bust for you in terms of rooting against the Ravens.
Oh no, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Diehard Chiefs fan.
Actually, we'll go ahead and do it during the next week's preview, but keep going. I'm going to shut up.
Okay. Whatever. Vikings, crazy win. Shout out Cousins. He won at 1 o'clock on a Sunday, so still no big primetime wins.
Oh, yeah. What
yet.
Time's that game next week against San Fran?
They play 4 p.m. So it's not technically primetime.
No, wait a second. That's what, 6 or 7 o'clock Minnesota time?
No. It's yes. 3 o'clock Minnesota time. It's 1 o'clock, actually, San Francisco.
Oh, you so just said 4 o'clock.
It's 4 p.m. Eastern.
4 p.m. Eastern.
Which makes it 3 o'clock Minnesota Central.
Too much math. Keep going.
And 1 p.m. in San Fran. So he will once again be playing at 1 o'clock under the sun. So why not Kirk Cousins part 2?
I mean,
you hate the Niners.
If you think I'm picking the Niners, you're out of your mind.
No, we know that. But we'll get to that on the Thursday podcast. But I have to give the shout to Kirk Cousins. Appleby waiter, you called him all year. He hit the you like that. Big time performance. They deserve to win. They were the better team, no doubt.
Ooh, Dalvin's knee was down on the scoop and score.
Oh my God, that game was a roller coaster.
Yeah.
So, all right, back to Saturday. Well, I guess we're going in backwards chronological.
Yeah, let's do the worst team in the NFL first.
Yeah, the dynasty is officially done. That doesn't mean that the Patriots won't be back in some sort of fashion. It actually, Brady looked, he didn't look great, but he looked good enough to no doubt win a Super Bowl, which actually goes to show how bad their weapons were. No one showed up. Edelman dropped a clutch, or not clutch, third down. Would have been conversion. Derrick Henry ran all over them. Tannehill threw for like 80 yards and still got the victory. They just couldn't do anything on offense. McDaniels.
Oh my God, Tannehill. So, guys, I was on a flight home from Mexico. I flew to Denver first for the first game and then had another flight from Denver to Philly. So I didn't watch much of either game, but I just cracked up looking at the box score and realizing that Ryan Tannehill was 8 of 15 for 72 yards.
Correct. And he also completed like a 3rd and 13 to win the game for them. And he had twice as much passing yards as Joe Flacco did when Joe was the last quarterback to win in New England on Wild Card Weekend, when he had 37 passing yards because Ray Rice ran for 150. Henry's a freaking animal. I didn't know who to root for. Well, I knew who to root for in this game because I actually wanted New England to win so we could play Houston.
I was going to say, Tennessee is like a worst matchup for you guys.
Matchup-wise, they are the second worst. The Bills, low-key, are actually the worst because they can run the ball and have the best defense. The second worst matchup is the Tennessee Titans because...
Oh, he pushed off. Oh, they're showing it right now. Suck it, New Orleans.
Yeah, suck it, all you.
Oh, it looked like someone was crying on the field, too. And that just looks like me in the stands, but suck it.
Whatever. Dynasty done, and we'll talk more about the matchup with the Ravens on Thursday. But now, apparently, Tom Brady said he's unlikely to retire. And honestly, after the game, I had been saying he was washed all year. He is washed because he's no longer like a superstar quarterback. But he can still game manage a team to the Super Bowl. I just can't even picture him playing anywhere else. Can you?
I've heard like rumblings of like the Colts.
Colts? I've heard Colts, Chargers. I've heard Cowboys are letting Dak walk. Like, I mean, people are just making stuff up at this point. I genuinely believe if Tom Brady came back for one more year and they really retooled that offense, and it wasn't necessarily the skill players, even though those were miserable guys.
Showing the damn Eagles highlights.
It was the offensive line that Brady's used to having a really good O-line, which helps him, you know, have protection in the pocket, and they were just brutal this year. That defense was super overrated. They were really good, but they were not the best defense of all time, as people were claiming. I've been telling people for months. I've been pretty consistent on the podcast, I feel like. I've always said I like the Vikings. I always said that...
I've been really consistent, too.
Have you?
Yeah, I've always said the Eagles were the best.
Right.
I've always said the Niners were the worst.
Right.
What else do I got?
You had
Cousins is just like everyone's embarrassing dad, essentially. Like,
right?
Did that video of you looked it not like make you cringe?
No, that was amazing.
You see, you're one of them.
How can you not root for the guy? You're just a hater, though. We like the good vibe.
No, I support one team and one team only: the Kansas City Chiefs.
The last game from Wild Card Weekend, which was the first game, was a nutty one. 16-0, the Bills led, and then they play conservative and not to lose, and would you imagine that? What happened? They lost the game. Deshaun Watson, magical play in overtime to get them the victory. The Texans are, like, they give the Chiefs a bigger issue than the Patriots would have. But they're not going to win. I think the Chiefs will win more comfortably than the Ravens will this weekend. But I don't know. They beat them there already. Could the Chiefs defense be overrated slightly? I think so. You've been consistent on that. You've been a big Chiefs defense fan.
Adam Thielen looks like a hockey player. I'm just like live commentating ESPN essentially right now. Because like I said, I really didn't watch much football this week. For those of you asking, I had a great vacation. Great time. What were you saying?
Oh, my God.
I'm so
upset. Do you think there's any chance that the Texans can beat the Chiefs?
No. No.
Do you think
there's any chance? Wait a second. Can you read me in Eastern time the schedule for next week? Because that has a big indication.
Yes. It is 4 o'clock.
On Saturday.
Yes. Minnesota at San Francisco.
Okay.
8 p.m. is Titans at Ravens. Meet me outside the bank. How about that on primetime?
Under the lights. Okay, continue.
And then on Sunday is... I actually haven't checked the Sunday schedule. I think Green Bay is second, which would mean... Let's check real quick. Probably should have had at least the schedule up.
I hope Green Bay
shit. Oh, yeah. It's that. Houston, Kansas City at 3 on Sunday, and Seattle, Green Bay at 6:40 p.m.
Seattle, I hope Green Bay absolutely shit pumps them.
I think they will. Seattle is the most fraudulent team in the league. I said this before the game. I said Seattle's the most fraudulent team. The Eagles stink. And it kind of turned out that way. Hate to break it to you.
Shut up.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't watch the games.
Yes, I did. That's not fair.
I kind of gave you my thoughts. Bills don't play not to lose because you'll lose. Houston, great comeback win, but Bill O'Brien is a nightmare of a coach. He's going to, I mean.
If he lost that game, do you think he would have got fired?
No, no shot. Andy Reid off a bye against Bill O'Brien may be the craziest coaching disparity.
What is that, like a 7.5-point spread?
It has to be a big spread. Tennessee, thank you for ending the dynasty. I know the people's parlay didn't win, but a little crazy gambling luck from your boy. When the Titans were up 14-13 with 3 minutes left, I took Titans -1.5, +525, and they won on a pick six. That was epic. Minnesota, incredible win. Shout out Kirk Cousins. Shout out Dalvin Cook. I think they have a great chance of going into San Fran and winning that game.
No shit. But
we'll see. Seattle, Philly, you know what it is. I am hyped for Thursday because finally we can talk about the baby goat, and we made it 30-plus minutes without me saying Lamar Jackson's name.
You know what sucks? All right, wait. That either Kirk Cousins or Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be playing in the chance to win a Super to go to a Super Bowl.
That's correct.
That sucks.
No.
Oh my just god. Embrace. Sports are so stupid. Like,
are they?
Like, you grow up and you're told it's just a game, it's just a game. And like these 20 how old's the youngest player in the NFL? 20,
probably 20 or 21.
Whatever. 21 to 97-year-old Tom Brady are literally playing a game, and they care so much about it. That is so, like, stupid. There's so many bigger things going on in the world. Like, for instance, snapback prayers and thoughts to Australia. There's just so many bigger things in life, like your family. And everything else that...
Do you want to become a podcast about something other than sports?
The fact that people care about sports, like would go on the air twice a week for about 50 minutes each and talk about it is, like, so... It could never be me. It is just so embarrassing. I hate it all. Like, you literally put your emotions into a fucking ball. And it's just... There's so many bigger things in the world. Sports are just absolutely. Oh my god! I wish you could see what I'm looking at. So I have my bedroom has a beautiful view of just like the city, and there's a building going across. And every Sunday, poor timing. There's just an Eagles logo flashing across it. It is just.
All right. I'm going to need a better attitude out of you on Thursday. I think that's reasonable to ask. You get 4 days to kind of get yourself together and come back with the fire. At least make it entertaining because I don't like this sob story that you're going on. Look, you guys weren't good. You sucked. Your season's over. You sucked. You sucked. You sucked. Can you hear me? You sucked. The Eagles sucked this year. It's over. You're trash. Doug Peterson overrated.
Just okay.
Absolute season from the Eagles going for, well, we're going to be the best team in the league. Oh, number one in our power ranks. Oh, don't let us in. We let you in. What happened? You freaking lost because you stink. We're the best team in the league. I'll see you on Thursday.
I have a question. So what? I was going to let you go and then just like leave silence. Mm-hmm. But one thing, like, I was going to like be like, fine, whatever. Eagles suck. Blah, you're stupid. You don't really think Doug's overrated, do you?
He's overrated. Completely overrated.
What does that mean? He won a Super Bowl.
Right. And that's my point. He's overrated. They haven't fucking converted a fourth down since they won a Super Bowl. Oh, Philly, okay, dude, sick. You ran a trick play.
I'll see you guys on Thursday.
We'll see you Thursday. Eagles suck. Goodbye. End of your season. 2020. This decade, Eagles record, 0 wins. Good night.
Same winning percentage as the Ravens.
Good night.
Same winning percentage as the Ravens.
Good night. Zero wins. Drew Brees, Carson Wentz, Josh
McCown, Jackson.
Tom Brady, zero wins.
How many wins
in this whole decade?
How many wins does Lamar Jackson have in the decade?
He has zero. But you know what he has? He has an opportunity for one. Saturday night at the bank. How about that? Baby Goat out.